Good morning. This past week's daf Ayin Aleph, the seventh perek, Maseches Ksubis. Starting top of the omits. In the Mishnah that we had learned at the beginning of the perek, daf Ayin, and the Mishnah talks about Amadas Ishtar Milchanos Loi is Alam Yom Yam in Paris. Yes, me can yet to be think suba. We saw last week that how it's possible to have this nether, which is answering mizaynus, basically that she can't have she can't be nether from mizaynus of the baal. How that could be chal, and if it's chal, then. That's only if he doesn't have a chiv because he's meshubit. So why is he being yamin parnas? That's what we saw in the Gemara last time. Explains the situation. Now the Mishnah talks about this man of lamed yom yamin parnas. That also we saw in the Gemara the basis of the lamed yom. The Gemara says according to the two truths from the Gemara, zila milson. That it's an embarrassment for her to be that she's being his partner through a third party because of a hedira, and see the Mora says that till shloshim yom people don't find out about shloshim yom at that point. Based on that's when we assume that people find out about it, so that's the limitation. Of lamed yom v'er, or else the Gemara says nachas for ad lamed yom that shlicha yisus shluchusai. Specifically in this situation, that someone should supply mizaynus, even though he's gonna collect, plans on collecting. Now the Mishnah says like this: Yehuda emi b'sroch chedeshecha yikayim shnayim yoytzim. Okay, so we discussed last time, trying to understand why should Kohen make a difference. We understand that Kohen is that once he's Megarasher, he can't take it back. We discussed that last time. Now the Gemara just talks about the technicalities over here like this. Hainu Tanakama. Yehuda is the same thing as the Zok Rashi. Hainu Tanakama. Do you nami shloishim yom ka omar? Now, what the Gemara means to ask over here is as follows. Granted that the Tanakama doesn't have any difference between Kohen and Yisrael, and Yehuda does, and Rabbi Yehuda does. However, the Gemara is thinking right now that if you were just coming to argue on Eishes Kohen, so he only has to mention the halacha of Eishes Kohen. From the fact that he mentions Yisroel Chodesh Echad, that's why the Gemara is assuming there's a machlokes there also. For the Gemara, what is that machlokes? Is the Chodesh Lamed Yom? Stam Chodesh is Lamed Yom? And for the Gemara, Omer Abai Kohenes Os Lashmina. So Abai's teretz is that he writes, Avada the Chodesh, that he's referring to the Lamed Yom. And really, well, he's just coming to Mechadish, the Din of Kohenes, and instead he's repeating over the Din of Yisrael, is not to argue on the Din of Yisrael, just to speak out the difference. So according to Abai, that Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakamu, as far as Yisrael is concerned, it's the same halacha of Lamed Yom. Rava Omar, Chodesh Mol v'Chodesh Chos Yika Binayim. Rava says, no, there is a machlokes by an Eishes Yisrael, and the nafkamin will be Chodesh Mol v'Chodesh Chos. Lamed Yom, that's the Chodesh Mol is Lamed Yom. Chodesh Chos is only 29 days. haste this. So a chodesh mole, right? So that means that if you have a 30-day month, right? So you're working with 30 days. If you're working with a 29-day month, so you're only working with 29 days. So that'll be the difference over here. That if the month is chaser, so it's only 29 days. So according to the Tanna Kamma, you still have 30 days. According to Yehuda, that it's only a 29 day kitzvah that you'll have according to Yehuda. Is that right? Is that how you understood it?
That's how I understood it. I think the footnotes.
Yeah, what did they say?
If I understand correctly what the Rav is saying, is it depends on the month according to Rebbe Yehuda.
Right.
If it's a chaser, you do 29. If it's a mala, you do 30.
Right. That's what I was assuming.
So that's how I understand it, and I was wondering, but both, I think the Masifta and Art Scroll.
Yeah. Let's see what they say. That
it's,
I didn't see.
That it's 29 days according to Rebbe Yehuda, and 30 days according to.
Oh yeah. Did they bring that in front of Rishonim?
I didn't
have a chance to see that. But let's see, what's the source that they bring?
It says the month of when Rabbi Yehuda speaks of a month, he means a month of 29 days, a period that is one day less than the Tanna Kamma, who says that he supports her by means of a steward up to 30 days. You don't really quote a source on that, and I didn't see it in Rashi saying that.
So somewhere else it said the difference is only by Chodesh Male and Chodesh Chaser.
That's how the Rav understood it, and that's how I would have understood it without the. I'm pretty sure the Masifta said the same as Art Scroll.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't see what the source over there is. I would hear that a question maybe just in the Deek, Halosh and Hagemara. I don't know if it supports any one chat more than the other, but Chodesh Molo Chodesh Chosik Benayu, why is the Gemara saying Chodesh Molo Chodesh Chosik Benayu? It's just Chodesh Chosik Benayu, right? Right. Now, is it more understood if you learn like that chodesh molo chodesh chaser? I don't know why the more is being myrech chodesh molo chodesh chaser. It'll make a difference as far as like this. See, according to the way we were explaining this right now, that it's dependent on the month, how long the month is, right? That's what it is. You have till the next date. Where you are,
right?
So according to that, one could ask a question or hakoponim, right? Following that. In the Gemara, it's mevuyir that these manim are based on, like we're saying, it's based on zila milsa, it's based on shlichai shlichusai.
Right.
So you would think that whatever it is, but it's a certain amount of time. That's what it should be. So why should it fluctuate? Sometimes 29, sometimes 30, right? L'chayr, right? If that's what it means, right? Then for most Gurishan, that one could come bring up such a question, right? Mm-hmm. So we spoke last time that even the 30 of the Tanna Kamma, which is a set number, but we want to know that what would be if we know that the facts are otherwise. Things got out before 30 days, right? Or things are being kept quiet after 30 days, right? Would that change things? Mean to say that this number is if we don't verify otherwise, so we picked a number and we'll assume that this number keeps the facts. But if you know otherwise, then being that it's based on, that's what it's based on, so you got to work with facts or not. so so according to the way we're talking right now, right, it would seem that according to this Rabbi Yehuda, we're saying there's a difference between months. So it would seem like that it's not necessarily dependent on the facts themselves. There's a standard, you know, a standard set formula that Chazal set up, and today, you know, it doesn't really make a difference exactly whether it is or not. That means according to Yehuda, you know, it was according to what we're saying right now, that it was set up with, you know as far as a month is concerned. That's how we'll be able to keep track, you know, whatever the date it was when you started, you know, that's when it's over. You don't have to, you know, count days. So it's a set thing, and so according to that, you know, it definitely would be that. It's not really dependent on, we're not assuming, because, you know, you can't assume that things should fluctuate from month to month. L'chara, you know, the zil mil, so you know it shouldn't be dependent on it, and maybe you can try to do something about, you know, that he could set it up himself like that according to the month. But right, okay, so that was just the horror. That was the horror. Obviously, this is all talking, assuming that there's a difference. And according to Yehuda, you know, it has to do with the date of the month, and therefore the time duration is fluctuating, and you know, that's because of Chazal standardizing things.
I mean, you're interesting that their machlokus is just a disagreement of how Chazal set it up. There's no ikur machlokus. Just one says they set it up this way, one says they set it up that way.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
And so then the chashivas of the machlokas is that Chazal set it up a certain way. It has to be the way they set it up. And then so it's important to keep it however they did it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right.
Just something occurred to me as you're speaking. Mm-hmm. How loudly does he say kol azan? Because we don't want it to get out, right? So, okay.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a point. That's a point. See, on the one hand, you know, things aren't finalized, you know, till he gets his his offer. But on the other hand, practically speaking, when you talk about people talking, you know, that's definitely something. You know, even if it doesn't happen, you know, people start talking. So, I don't know. Yeah. Al kolponim. Let's see. Zot Gemara. Now, this next piece of Gemara is something that we had in the Suya on Samach Aleph. We mentioned this. So let's see this quickly. Zot Gemara. Omer Rav Lishonu El B'Mefarish. Avu B'Stam Yaisila Al Tavitin Ksuba. The Mishnah mentions a number of Shloshim Yoyim. So Zot Rav, the number of Shloshim Yoyim that the Mishnah is only relevant if he mentions the number, and he's within that number. So it means if the nether is not going to extend past this time period that is doable, right? That's when the halacha is that we wait it out with the parnas. However, if he doesn't mention a number, therefore it extends past, then the nether extends past this, and it should follow, even if he does mention a number, if the number is past this, right, so the point of Mefarish over here means Mefarish this number, right, as opposed to Stam, then if he's surpassing this number, however he's surpassing it. Right, because Rav Shita is that once the Iker HaNeder takes us into a zone that point of time, there's going to when that comes, then there's going to need to be, we'll need a Yetziv Itin Ksuba. So then already now, there's no reason to wait for something that's destined and inevitable to happen. So then already, you know, her claim is already accepted at this point. That's what Rav holds. Zotimar and Shmuel, what is Shmuel hold? Shmuel Omar Afilu B'Stam LeYetzi Shemi Yimtze Pesach LeNidrei. Shmuel holds that it's no matter how long the nether was, there's always that 30 day duration, which is Aidei Parnas, and she has no claim till we pass that point of time. And Zumara says the reason for that is Shemi Yishal al Nidrei, right? That we're hoping that he'll be Shel al Nidrei, and if that happens, then the whole nether falls off, and it never materializes. Now, we discussed last time a little bit what's the machlokes over here. So we offered as we just started talking today now that on the one hand the reason for what is her claim for a get over here, right? We mentioned last time that this is a claim that she has, right? If she doesn't want it, there's no halacha that Bez is going to step in and cause a gerishin. But this is just a right that she has to a gerishin. Now, what's the reason for that? I mean, the reason for that has to do with that a right that she has. In this case, it's the mezainis. Is being affected, her right. Now, after 30 days, that right, okay, actually, let's speak it out like this. See, her right has been taken away. Now, when we say her right is taken away, I mean, there's a parnas, right? There is a parnas that could be done, so her right is not necessarily totally taken away. So that's really dependent on the two stars in the Gemara of what happens after 30 days, right? According to the second side of the Gemara, that shlichos is shlichus on for 30 days. As far as we're concerned, the way we're projecting is that the parents is not around, right? So after 30 days, there's going to be no mezainis, right? That's lichora what that means. Okay, so that we understand that
the devarim katanis.
Whatever the issue, right? Whatever misogynist we're talking about, okay. right? Whatever it will be relevant for. But she has a right. She has a right to those things, right? And the basis of her tefiah on the get is because her rights to receive misogynist, whatever exactly that is, are not being fulfilled, and that's the basis for her to be tevea get. So, how are her rights being taken away? So that if parnas only lasts for 30 days, so after 30 days, her rights have been taken away. Right. So let's cheshem with that first. Right. So therefore, the nether is made, and the nether right now is putting things into position. Right? If the nether is for more than 30 days. So the she's being put into a position that her rights are standing to be taken away day number 30, right? Till then, okay, you know, we have an eitzah of a parnas. But after 30 days, her rights are not going to be taken away, and therefore, based on that, she has a right to get right now, and that's because that if she's in a position that's inevitable that her rights will be taken away because of this nether, then there's no reason for her to have to wait till that actually happens, and therefore her tefiah is ready now. now that's talking Shitas Rav. Now let's talk about the other scenario. or the other teretz of the Gemara. The other teretz of the Gemara says that partners could last longer than 30 days. However, it's a zila milsa, right? So according to that, then the explanation is a little bit different, because her claim is not that after 30 days, you know, I'm not going to have the things that I need, because she is, right? However, she's going to have the things that she needs, but she didn't have to suffer the zilusa, right? And that's her claim. Her claim to getting what she deserves to have, mizoynus, is to get it in an honorable fashion. Right? If she's going to get it in a derech bizoyin, that's not fulfilling the way he's supposed to fulfill this mizoynus. So even though Sofei Kol Sofei she's getting mizoynus, but that's not her right is to get it in a dignified fashion. And that's
how is she getting it after the 30 days? It's not
dignified. Even with the parents, but people yeah, hear about it, right? So that'll be the basis of her claim of her taina after 30 days. Right? That slight adjustment that she's taki getting, you know, and he might say, you know, you are getting mizaynus, you know, so what's the problem? The answer is, but there's a zil milsa to get mizaynus in such a way is not really fulfilling your chiv. That's the basis of it. So in both of these Eifanim, what we see over here is that once he makes the nether right now, if the nether goes past the 30 days, then she has a claim based on what's going to happen then. Now the shaila is that that didn't yet happen now during the 30 days. So we were saying that according to Rav, and really according to everyone, there is such a svara that Kenzain that if the situation is destined for that to happen, so then we can't be mechayev her to wait till the problem sets in if it's on its way, and therefore she has the claim right now. One might even, you know, maybe could even say maybe a little bit more that the fact that things are on their way affects her right now, right? You know, like we have this idea of pas besali, right? Or right? So you know that's what's the fact that the situation is going to collapse in 30 days from now, you know, already takes its toll now. Akoponim, but that's how we could understand Rav. And Shmuel Shitla is like the Mura says over here, it's Efshe B'She'elo. So Efshe B'She'elo, we could understand what that means, is that therefore it's not inevitable, it's not destined. So in theory, he agrees. The question is, how do you look at the fact that it's Efshe B'She'elo? Rav is obviously not working with Efshe B'She'elo. That could be for one of two ways how to understand that. You could maybe on the practical sense, the question is how practical is that should make a difference as far as looking at if it's Oymid. That's one way maybe how you could look at it. That Shmuel is working with the Efshar B'Sheila, and that's taking away from this that it's Oymid on us. We don't see that is when it happens, but we don't project right now or else you could understand maybe it's more like in an alumnusha way to understand it. Is that mitzad echad? I mean, we spoke to the last one, just repeat very short. That. You know, that's what we refer to as the ball rolling, right? Like you're saying, the ball's rolling down the hill. Now, you know, someone who's standing halfway down there, right, he has the stick and he could stop it, right? So how do you look at it, right? You know, is it the ball, you know, destined to make it is on its way to the bottom of the hill or no? That, you know, right? So this is in in the mechanics, in the lomshe terms over here, this is what we call like a siva chitzena. There's as far as, you know, what's built in, right? You know, if nothing from the outside jumps into this is the situation that it's aim it to happen. You know, something from the outside could possibly happen. But if you want to translate the situation, this is the situation. Right? So that might be the issue over here. The efsher, b'she'ela, does that retranslate what the situation is? Is it a situation of aim it or not? You know, we look at it as a sibuch yitzayna. And therefore, that's not going to translate the situation as not being oimid, and therefore we see that it's oimid. Akaponim, these are the general svaros that we spoke. Right, you can, you know, say other explanations. We'll see in a minute maybe why we might want to say a different explanation. Okay, but this is how we were initially understanding that's the question over here. Right? On the one hand, we see the situation that it's destined to happen, and being that it's destined to happen, that's the basis really why she should have a claim right now. The Yidach Gisa, there's an Efshe B'She'elo, which will say that it's not, we don't view it as destined to happen. Right? So therefore, her schus is not going to happen until we see it actually happen. Only because it's not considered destined. Now let's see the Gemara. The Gemara asks the kash like this. Feti Gemara, that this same machloikis, in principle, they already argued in the Mishnah on Samach Aleph we had before, the Snan. The Mishnah over there talks about that if a person is Mada Ishim Tashim Shamita, right, like we saw, Rashi explains, how we could do that? It's mishubilo, like you have in our sugi, which is actually right. That Rashi says that we're working with mishubilo. Akoponim, however, he managed to accomplish that, but he made an edit to aser. Beisel shita. Let's talk in those terms. Is Shabbos achas? The mission says over there that you wait one Shabbos achas, 1 week. Now the same machlekes over there is you have that time duration, and when the Mishnah talks about that time duration of a shvua achad, is that talking about because the whole nether was limited to that, right? And therefore, like the Gemara talks about over there, that amount of time we find in the Torah delays an isha from her husband nida. That amount, so that's considered tolerable, kinira, and therefore she doesn't have any tefiyah if that's the extent of time that is, and so she'll wait it out. But that's only if therefore she'll never fall into a time that's untolerable, because the whole nether was not more than seven, right? But if the nether was more than that. Then Shita Rav is that's Yotzi right away. Shmuel Omar, Afil B'Stam Nam LeYotzi Shemim Pesach LeNidrin. So we have this similar machlokes over there, same situation that a nether was made, things were put into play that it's destined for her to be in a situation that her right is affected. The right over there, in fact, it has to be measured with toleration, for whatever reason, right? right, without getting into it, you know, with the sheer oina, akoponim, and we view it that a week she could tolerate more than she can tolerate, and so it means that after the week, you know, the reason for the claim is lifaneinu. And but if the nether was made for more than a week, so that's he made a nether which set things into its oimid for that to happen, and therefore according to Rav she has the claim right now, and according to Shmuel not because of Efshar B'She'elu. For the Gemara, why are they establishing the machlokes in both places. It's the same idea. Just argue one place, and you know, you'll apply it to where to wherever it's relevant. No, it is necessary for them to argue in both places. The Gemara says that there's a difference between the two cases. That mezonis is efshe b'parnis, and tashmish is lo efshe b'parnis. That's what the Gemara is working with, and therefore zot the Gemara that if the whole machloek is yima b'ahi, so I would think that over there that's where Rav says that if the neder was more than the Shabbos Achas, then it's Yoytzim Yad, because the Efshe B'Panis, Avol Boho, the Efshe B'Panis, Im Moedle Lushmul. Zotim Moravi, Ma Boho, Boko HaMashmul, Shum the Efshe B'Panis, Avbi, Im Moedle Lerav, Tricha. And Mora uses this one Svora of Efshe B'Panis. Panis, the Gemara is using as a reason to say why she would have to wait, even if in this case where the nether is past that duration period, and that time when the problem sets in. Efshe b'parnes, and therefore the Gemara says that works both ways. If we'd have the machlekes in only in one place, so you know, say if machlekes zod is then efshe b'parnes. So therefore, I would think that maybe Rav is masking with Efshe b'Parnes, or if Machlek Rav and Shmuel is by case of Parnes, I would think that according to Shmuel, you went only because of Efshe b'Parnes, but it's Efshe b'Parnes even made it to Rav. Right? So therefore, we had to argue in both places to tell us that the Efshe b'Parnes doesn't play a role either way. Now, what we want to know over here is that how does Efshe b'Parnes make a difference, right? According to the Sforis that we're saying, right? On the contrary, I mean the whole idea, the Efshe B'Panis is really what makes it able to last that amount of time, and it's just like Tashmish, that 7-day is, we look at it that it's tolerable. That's what that is. So Mizainis also, I mean, it's only tolerable because Efshe B'Panis, right? If there was no Panis, then it would be right away. So what is Efshe B'Panis? How is that making a difference? Right? Efshe b'Panis is really what makes it comparable to that it's shayach to have a time period. That's like we'll bring it out. You know, if it wasn't more than a week, so then the halacha according, right, that's the mission, is you got to wait. Right? Why are you waiting? Only because it's Efshe b'Panis. It wasn't Efshe b'Panis. Right, so what does the Gemara mean to say that Efshe b'Panis is a reason why you would think that even according to Rav you have to wait? The stories that we're saying are we're working because we're Efshe b'Panis. Without Efshe b'Panis, on the contrary, it doesn't start. According to everyone, it will be Yaitzi La'alter. Right, so how do we understand how does the Efshe b'Panis make it better? Make it better than the nether by Tashmish. That's the question that we
because by Tashmish we said Efshe b'Parnes doesn't apply.
That's true. But
how is
Efshe b'Parnes making things better? I mean, Efshe b'Parnes l'char is just what's creating a toleration period, right? It's allowing, it's giving us a means to wait. How is it better? I mean, perfect, according to what we're saying, you know, that time period is fine, right? You know, we're okay with that. The problem is what's happening after the time period. So, Panis runs out, right? L'chayre, Panis runs out. And fine, and so everything is really based on after Parnas. So the Parnas during this Shloshim Yoim is on the contrary. That's the basis why Bechlal it's shayach to wait. even if you made it only for 30 days, after 30 days, panis doesn't really help you, and that's the shittas rav. The shittas rav is that being that you're destined, whenever that time period runs out, you're destined to have the problem. So that's why you have the tefillah right away. So how is parnas, according to the source that we're talking, how does parnas make things better?
Isn't there a difference between not getting it all, but you can tolerate that, versus getting but not in an ideal way?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So let's hear that. Right? So that's true. And maybe according to that, we might just have to readjust ourselves a little bit. And right? So Michael's being all over here like this. That l'chayra, we could explain that there is a difference during that period of time between a noider mitashmish and from mizaynis, because parnas loymi boy, according to the, it's really telling me to ignore it, right? But loymi boy, according to the second text of the Gemara, right, that there's no zilus of the b'chalal. The issue just is whether it's going to last or not. So during the time that it lasts, things are fine, right? But by tashmish, I mean the situation is not what it's supposed to be. But it was we consider it tolerable, right? But there is definitely some degree of mental anguish that's being suffered at that time. So based on such a chiluk, right? And by the same token, let's say, as far as according to the first teretz of the Gemara, it's based on zilusa, right? It's the zilusa first kicks in after. There's no zilusa now. So right. The idea is that parnas calls them out, that the parnas is working. Seemingly, that we could say that things are fine, right? Things are there's no issue at all. Now let's see what that means. Now, but if we say that means, then we'll have to adjust things a little bit. And what we'll need to say is like this: is that if the Gemara is making a chiluk, that means that this that originally we were talking, and this will be the maskon attack, that the fact that it's oimid for a problem to be, that gives me the right already now. Right now, if that was the whole svara, so. It really wouldn't make a difference. So what we need to adjust a little bit to use these svaras now is to say that that it's not sufficient just the mere fact that the problem is destined to be here, but I have to be suffering from that issue to a certain degree now, right? So the right for her to be teveid is that we see the problem already on its way now, because there is some effect now. Granted, now mitzad itself is not enough basis to be teveya, but it's enough to be teveya because the future from the fact that she's already being civil right now, right? That'll be what the Gemara is saying. Masha Enkin, so according to that, that's only shaykh by tashmish, but by parnis, according to the way we're talking right now, that parnas, that she's not being served with anything at all right now. So if right now things are just as they always were, the mere fact that it's destined to happen, that doesn't give her a tefillah right now. Now, like I said, we had to just adjust some of the things that we said before. And one of the things that we said before, right, let's say this svara of the opposite of pas pesali, the fact that, right, that affects it right now, right, we'll have to be working without that. Because the idea is that in order for have her tefiyah now, based on later, we have to see that the later situation, not only is it destined to happen, but is already set in, right? 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 It's growing. Right? That's what it is. So that'll be the basis of the tefiyah. But if there's really no, there's no, effect of the later situation right now, just the mere fact that it's destined to happen, that wouldn't be the base of that enough to make a tain. And that's where the chiluk comes in. All right, so I'll just say it again. It's a little fine pointed over here. We're trying to explain that how does the efsha beparnis make a difference over here? According to the way we explained, I mean, the machlokes is that, you know, if there's a problem which is destined to happen, do you have your tefillah already right now? Right? Efsha beparnis, we don't have efsha beparnis. That's not the issue. We understand that during this, you know, time period, there's no basis of a tefillah. It's based on later. So even efsha beparnis, but the parnis doesn't last forever. That's what the question was. And the answer to that was, is that according to this, right, this side of the Gemara now, that's working the Efshav Aparnis, we're going to have to back off a little bit of what we said. Before we were saying was that the Tfir is based on the fact that it's destined to happen. So things could be fine now, 100%, during this amount of time. But Saif Kol Saif, we see the disaster happening later, that gives me the right now. If that would be, then Nechnami, you know, Efshav Aparnis, it doesn't make any difference. So therefore what we're saying, and according to this side of the Gemara is that the fact that something is destined to happen would not be sufficient to have a taina right now, only if that right now already the problem is developing. Right? That's what we need to have. It's not that it's destined to happen, it's put into play, but the problem, you know, is developing. That means that there is some degree right now of discomfort. Right? And that's where the Gemara is going to be saying, right, that chiluk between Tashmish and Mizoin is based on Efshar Beparnis. Okay, that's maybe how you can understand it. I pick up from the that there's another direction over here. Let's hear. Well, how did you hear it?
So can we say that? Again, when we say destined to happen, so we know it's not 100% destined to happen, right?
Okay.
That it's you know, highly probable to happen, and according to, you know, to Shmuel, so since Efshar Lishol, it's, you know, not as high, and Rav says that we don't look at the, you know. That's still enough to be considered destined. Mm-hmm. So can we say that there's a difference if she's feeling the pain right away, right? Like from the, by the case of Tashmish, so that makes it more probable to happen, right? Than if you just know that the pain is going to come after the 30 days. Right, so
one more time, that makes it more probable
and then more destined. In other words, that if we want to, again, we're not talking about perfect destined, but a destined to happen, but we want to, like, rate how destined it is to happen. So something where you start feeling the pain right away, the odds are more probable that it's going to happen. It's more destined. Something where you know the pain is going to start in 30 days is less destined.
In what sense is it less destined? See, I think I'm not understanding it the same way you are.
That is more of a probability that he'll be shoal on the nether.
He'll be
shoyel.
Oh,
the other way,
right?
Oh.
Really?
Now, are you talking about because of his problem? Are you bringing that into it? His tsar.
So again, it's him being.
And it's without bringing him in, you know, him being shoyel on the nether. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so he's not feeling anything.
Let's say right. That
makes it harder to say what I'm saying.
That's maybe a difference for.
Let's make the assumption that that the svara of Rav is that once we give up on the marriage, right? You know, let's look at the, instead of looking again from the Baal and the Isha, let's look at the marriage. Is when are the Chachamim trying to save a marriage, and when are the Chachamim saying that no, this marriage is gone, let's get rid of it as quickly as possible? In other words, once something hits a level that the Chachamim call destined to happen, so the Chachamim don't want a marriage to go on that you know is going to end in 30 days. You know, Rav is saying that, you know, let's, and even Shmuel would agree with this. Everyone would agree that if a marriage is a foregone conclusion, that it's not going to last, so let's get rid of it immediately.
Okay.
Right? But if the marriage still has a chance,
mm-hmm.
right, so then, you know, let's try and push it off and save the marriage. So if the marriage is savable, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then we try and save it. But once we give up on that the odds are so high that it's going to end, so then we don't want this relationship to happen. So by Tashmish, which she's already suffering, right, and there's no end to the suffering, right? Because as you said, it's Stam, right? So the only end is the possibility that it'll be Shoal. So, you know, that's a marriage that is, you know, enough destined to happen that the Chachamim would say, you know, let's not try and save the marriage, let's try and, you know, end the marriage and go on to the next situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if she's not feeling the pain immediately, right? So now the two of them could still negotiate and still, you know, work out the situation. So then there's more of a probability of saving the marriage.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. We can hear tackle like that. Maybe we can hear tackle like that.
It still has the problem. I mean, I didn't really avoid the problem that, again, he's not suffering and he's the one that has to,
be Shoal.
But there is a concept that once the sparks are going back and forth, there's less chance that he's going to be Shoal if the two of them are fighting more. But I guess that's how you'd have to answer that question.
Mm-hmm.
Is that,
mm-hmm.
Even though it's his Shoal, but if she's already in pain and then the pots are flying across the room. And
mm-hmm. Okay. Right. Apoponim, that's the setup over here, right? And so that's what needs to be explained. Akoponim, right, according to the sforas that we were initially working with, the Efsher Biparnis, you know, wouldn't really make a difference, and we have to incorporate something else into over here for the Efsher Biparnis. One second. I just want to mention maybe another possibility. See, we're at this point, we're talking about Efsher Beparnis during the waiting period, right? During the waiting period.
Doesn't guess it could depend on the woman too. I was thinking, Rebbe, could depend on the particular woman also. One woman may say, okay, I'm all right with the partners for 30 days. No problem. Because maybe he's a Nia or whatever situation is there. But maybe another woman might say, oh no, partners, I don't want that. Right away, no good. She's an Ashira, let's say, or whatever.
So, well, see, this whole discussion is only when she's not on board. Right? If she's on board, then this whole halacha is not applicable even after 30 days.
But if you said bestam, it could be, I would think it could be a difference in how the woman takes it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you know, you're right, right? But what I'm saying over here is that this whole sugi is discussing her claim. Right.
So,
we're talking about that. Her claim is that she wants out. She wants to get. That's the whole sugi over here. So, on one hand, you're right. You know, you can't assume that everyone's the same. So, you know, you'll have to find out, you know, what her position is. That's true. But the sugi is discussing, however we know, but her position was established that she wants the claim. Right? That's the whole sugi, right? So it's hard to say that Tugu should be dependent on, you know, each, whether she wants or doesn't want. I mean, if she's okay, then the whole sugi doesn't start even after 30 days, right? There's nothing to talk about. Okay, let me see. Zog the Gemara. Tnan, Hamadas is.
Oh, so sorry. Because we didn't get to the Maskana of the Gemara. I thought you were going to.
We are,
You're going back. You're going to the next sugya, right?
Yeah. So hold on. Here. Yeah. Okay.
So according to the Maskana, then if she's just. There's no Parnas by Bia. She's just being Sovel.
Right.
But she should have. According to Rav, then what's the difference between whether he said a week, he was Mefarish a week, or he wasn't Mefarish a week? She's got the problem right now. Why shouldn't she have a taina right now?
Is it the same problem? Well, the given in the Gemara is that there's a difference between less than a week and more than a week, right? So when we're saying that by Tashmish that she's being sevel, I mean that sevel is something which is not a basis of a taina on itself, right? You know, till a week. You know, we consider that tolerable, and there's no tfiyah. Right? That difficulty in itself doesn't give him, right?
All right, I hear you answering. Okay, fine.
Okay. Bill, yo, how are you today? You doing okay? Yeah? Okay. Okay, good. It's good. I just want to make sure.
We're going to do a thing because I came in the middle. I wasn't focused.
Yeah.
I'm anxiously waiting for you to start.
Okay. Good to see that you're right. So let's see. From the two dots. It's not. Hamadis ish toish loitit mechum kol haperis yoitzi v'yiteng suba. This is the next bovo in the Mishnah. Hamadis ish loititim echene kol haperis. Now, over here, what we need to know is that how does someone make such a nether, right? He makes a nether, shloititain echad mikol haperis. So, what this means is, and the Rishonim are mavuyah that it's even, it doesn't mean, you know, even, right? She's asking everything. It means even one min, even one type of peris. This halacha, we'll get to that. But akoponim, but the point that we want to speak at over here is that how could a person ask her, his wife, you can't make a nether on someone else that they can't eat it. So like we've seen in the past over here that that this could be accomplished through what is in your ability, right? So such thing over here that like we saw in that Mishnah that the Baal has the ability to make. To ask the Tashmish, if he does it in the right way, he asks his Ano on himself. So he uses that as the leverage, right? That's what we mean over here, right? That if you eat any peris, so then he's answering Tashmish. Ano is Tashmish or Olof, right? Which is in his, right? So that's what it means. He's setting it up. Now, if that's so, that means this is really based on an isa tashmish, right? That's the backing of this neder. The Mishnah says yoytzi v'yitin suba, and that's the halacha over here, right? No time duration, right? Miyad yoytzi v'yitin suba. Fret the Gemara bishlam l'rav kan b'stam kan b'mefarish l'shmuel kashom. Mefarshim explained that what this Moriz Kasha is based on the previous machlek is between Rav and Shmuel, like this, because once the neder is being totally in Tashmish, so even if he made a neder lehedya on Tashmish, right, you have the time duration. So that's what the Moriz is asking. That the Moriz is asking like a austere between the ration and the sefer, right? That's what the Gemara is asking over here. That even though it's two different things, in the ratio, let's say, of our Mishnah, right? Or maybe you could even, keep sure the Gemara sounds like asking from the ratio of our Mishnah, but it's the same idea. And the point is that there's a time duration in the ratio, and there isn't a time duration over here, right? Whatever the cause of the time duration is, Zolzain, that the time duration of the ratio of Mishnah is because of Mizonis, right, with Parnas. And over here, the issue is Tashmish, but that's what the Gemara is asking. And that the Gemara says that, well, Bishlam according to Rav, that the whole time duration is only if the Nether was made within that time limit. But if the Nether surpassed that time limit, then you don't waste it. That's what this means over here. So even though true that in the Mishnah on Samach Aleph, right, there's this manner of Shavua Echad according to Beis Hillel, that you wait if you're mefarish, and in a chenami, that's true in this, that you'd be waiting the shvua achas in our Mishnah. But this Mishnah is talking about when he was bestam rakopon, then they surpassed the shvua achas, and that's the halacha, right? That it's miyad. Perfecting more, but according to Shmuel, that you always wait. So, effectively, more that this is not any different than if you would have asked Lehedya Tashmish, that the Maisa, that you're not Yoytzi v'yitin Ksuva till a Shavua. Right? Okay, so that's an important thing that you have to incorporate into this piece of Gemara. Zok to Gemara, Elish Mukasha. And from Hokomaskin, Ganshinodjahi Vikaim Lo Ihu. Now, so what Gemara is doing now, right, is that she made the nether. So Gemara, that's what this means. So see, now if she made the nether, so then what's bechlal the tefiyah over here, ksuba? The answer to that is that he was mekayim, right? And see that since he was mekayim, based on the hemshich haGemara, that his kima neder is who knows an esben chineha, that we see him as responsible for the existence of the neder, as if he would have made it himself. And that's where the basis of the halacha over here is. Now, like this. Now the what you see from this mishnah over here is that this type of neder, of not eating a peri, is something which we consider non-existable. You can't exist without it. I don't really understand. Maybe someone could explain it to me.
You're going now in the Shita where she didn't make the neder. If I eat this peri, will be usher in tashma. She just made a neder. I'm not going to eat this peri.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see. Right. I mean, there's no reason why she has to do that. You're not going to. Right. Right.
Right, you don't have to say that.
Right, but I mean, unless you have this question over here.
But then it might not be Beinu, then this question was, is it Beinu or Beinu?
Okay, so we'll get there, we'll see what the Cheshbonis are. But if we understand that this is the Moriz Teretz, right? The Moriz Teretz is she made an Eder. So basically, what is it? That she made an Eder that she's not gonna, you know, she's not...
Maybe she's
not...
Okay, I hear.
But you see, even that, it's this is really all the question. It's just the practicality over here, right? I mean, the Rishonim bring from the Tesefta that this refers even to the type of fruit that she doesn't like, she never ate before. I can ask, how do you understand this over here? What, 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 what? what this is a basis, you know, you can't tolerate it right now. It's a basis, you know, for a gerushin right now.
But we're learning that way, that there was a stam neder, I'm not going to eat this peyri, and that's
it. This, Tosfos speaks to that leg like this, right? Tosfos says, Shel peyris eni yechoy lizbal fil yom echot. Right, that's the second wide line over here in the Tosfos. Teich dvorov, Tosfos make nechesh bonus. Tosfos says, Tashmish, she could wait. But Paris, any yechel lizba for yom echad, right? How do you hear that? You always have a good way of looking at things practically. I don't know, maybe you know something that I don't know about. Right.
Which verses?
It's the. No. It's the. You see by the. It's, under the Gemara, right, the second wide line in the Taisha Shenadra. Shenadra he.
That's later in the Gemara.
Yeah, no, not that Taisha. At the end of the previous Taisha.
Oh.
I mean, I don't understand. What bothers me in Tosfos is that he seems to be saying that if she made a neder from Bia and he was Mekayim, that would be different. You would wait a week. The Gemara doesn't see Mashma that way later.
Okay, we'll see about that.
Then there's the psychology of what Tosfos is saying.
Okay, we'll see. Right. Okay, but that's what it would seem to be, that this is the fact that we're working with. Right? This fact, maybe, if that's maybe a little hard to understand why that's so, but let's work with that. Akoponim. So, Zokta Gemara, that the reason why it's Os Miyad is because the nether was on Achilles Paris directly. How could you do it? Because she made the nether. So what do you want from him? Teretz says he was Mekayim. It's not the Gemara. Right? Elish Mokashach Ma'eskin and Kigon Shinodra, he Mekayim La'yu, because of Rebbe Meir, who knows in the Etzvah Ben Shinem. Rebbe Meir is the Tanakama of our mission. The Stam mission is Rebbe Meir. That's what Mar means over here. Who knows in the Etzvah Ben Shinem? Zok Rashi. See in Rashi over there, the fourth line on top, the last wide line. Shinodra. So Rashi, Uma Yesh Loy Oid Lahamtin. Let's listen to this Rashi over here. Uma Yesh Loy Oid Lahamtin. Im Nicholo Lidido Lemishkal Ksuba Ume Meepak Loitevakish Pesach Lenidro. Rashi seems to be working with, like, waiting for a Pesach Lenidra here. Rashi is explaining why we're not waiting, and Rashi is saying the reason we're not waiting is because we're not hopeful to a Sheila on a Nether. Because she made the nether, she's the one who's being teveya.
But maybe she'll calm down. She did a b'shas kas, and then she's everyone had fun. Many people calmed down.
Yeah, but now she's coming to be teveya or ksuba. So she made a nether, and she's coming to be teveya.
Yeah, okay, she's in a bad mood. A rough day. B'shas kas.
Okay. Well, the Raja's not learning that way though.
What?
I hear you. Rashi doesn't learn that way.
I'm asking why not.
Okay, right, well. Yeah, that's... my chavis and I were also bothered by that.
Mm-hmm.
We said the husband can calm down. And, then it might be sure to find the Pesach and then draw later.
Yeah, no, see, like this. I mean, the difference in that is her like this. Because the husband, he doesn't want to do away with the marriage, right? He wants his wife, and if he wants to get married, he'll get angry at her, and he'll answer up. But he's not interested in ending the marriage at all.
Right? Because he could give her a ksuba, and he's not.
because
we know he's not interested in ending the marriage, because if he wanted to end the marriage, he could just write a get.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. So he's not right. So someone
can the lady be find a Pesach Lenidra after her husband was Mekayimit? But once he's Mekayimit, it's too late to undo the.
No, I don't think it makes a difference. Actually, Pesach Lenidra doesn't start, right?
I mean, here
he was Mekayimit. He stamped it and sealed it.
But we see from the sugya, right?
That I understand. Got, I'm asking.
I don't see why it should be more. I mean, if the shaylas haneder, what it does is it undoes the neder in the first place. So there was no neder to stamp and to steal and to seal. All right, that's what it does. Right. So we're just speaking out over here that the difference over here is because the husband betzem is not interested in being megarisher. Right, so that's why we're hopeful that, being that that's, you know, his interest in the big picture is not to be Yerusha, so that will bring him to calm down and be shall I'll nidra.
So why does Rav not hold wait 30 days on that possibility?
So, well, that's what we discussed. That's the machlekes over here. I mean, in as much as that what tells us that there's a possibility, but it's not necessarily. Like we explained, two stardom in that. Either it's not a big enough probability, or like we said, that's considered like an outside factor, which doesn't take away from the inevitability. How we look at that the matzav is on its way to fall apart.
How we said it's like rolling down the hill.
Yeah, rolling down the hill. Yeah. So that's the chilek over here, right? Mash Enkin over here, that, you know, if she's being teveya, the gerushin and the ksuba, so she doesn't want the marriage to continue. So then we're not hopeful that she's going to be shoyel, right? Even though he's saying like maybe this whole thing is all in rage, you know, right? But that's the chilek.
And the lashon of Rashi, I mean, I know you're going in that the 30 days is to protect him. That's the way you guys are learning. I think the lashon of this Rashi is more that the 30 days is to protect her. But
I think you could
find a way around it. But I think that it just it's a lashon that we like. Why should we wait? She wants out of the marriage. What are we waiting 30 days for? Mm-hmm. Right, but if he makes the neder, then maybe she's hopeful that he'll find a Pesach. It sounds like it's for her, the 30 days.
Okay.
I was like 100%. Just suggesting.
Okay, that's what we're hearing. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, but like this, what we want to know is like this: is that in this Rashi, what is the waiting over here that we're discussing over here? If it's taka true that she can't handle Paris, right, and being without Paris, I mean the whole idea of waiting is only if the time period is tolerable, right? Because that's why we don't wait forever, right? There's, you know, there's a certain point over here. So if the problem of Paris is right here, lefonena, so what are we asking? Why are we working with waiting? Let's wait, right? But the issue is right in front of us over here, right? When do we ever talk about waiting when the problem, you know, has already materialized, right? Like we're saying, you know, after 7 days, you know, in Tashmish, we're not waiting because the problem is here lefonenu. After Lamed Yom by Paranis, the problem is here. You know, we're not waiting. It's still possible that, you know, we're not necessarily saying that, you know, he's not going to be shoyel anymore because 30 days passed. I don't know if that is necessarily true.
So which neder is the Rav saying this?
So that's what I'm getting at. How does Rashi learning over here that there is a waiting period, right? If the neder was a possibility of a waiting,
Right, meaning you're saying it's really a question Rashi versus Tosfos, no? Tosfos is saying that there's a problem with Peiros on the first day. Maybe Rashi didn't learn that way. So he's coming on to a different... what they need to explain what's the difference, according to Shmuel, why it's Miyad versus waiting 7 days or 30 days or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so...
But again, we're talking about the woman made the neder and he wasn't Mekayim. That's the...
And he was Mekayim.
Right.
Right, he was Mekayim. Right,
right. Yeah, right. Yeah. Now, what was the neder? What was the neder? Right, so this is what we're... Right, like you're saying. Right, this is what we're coming to point out over here. Are we work... Is Tashmish playing a role over here at all, or not? In the Sakat Limara, it was.
Right.
Now, at this point of the Imara, is Tashmish playing a role at all? Now, L'chayra, the whole reason why Tashmish was involved, L'chayra, was because in order for him to make the nether, he needs that kind of backing in order, right, to answer Achilles Paris. Mm-hmm. But if she's making the nether, then you know, then that's not necessary. Now
the question is, can he be made for the nether? Because he can only be made for if it's Inu Nefesh or Bein Ola Bein
Ha. Okay. Right, so that maybe we'll see. That's Tamil Talmud Hemshech HaGemara. I'll see a bit about that.
And the girl is assuming that he can be made for this neder for whatever mishumma.
Right.
What you're saying, because Peiros is inui nefesh, or it's a different neder.
Okay,
if it's not because
Peiros is inui nefesh, it has the tashmish. Okay, right. So that might be. What will bring Tashmish into here, but that's what we're pointing at over here. It would seem like from the way Rashi is talking that we have something over here that could give us some waiting time, right? The nether, right? And on that, Rashi's saying that since she made the nether, so then
there's no point
in waiting, right? So that's why it would be Mashma from Rashi. That maybe there still is a tliya in this nether in Tashmish,
because Rashi would agree with this svara of Tosfos. He just disagrees with what the nether is. I mean, he would agree that Peiros even one day is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right. I think
the klal, not the machlokas. The machlokas is what the nether
right,
was.
I think. Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. Right, so that's what we're being over here. And if you look in Taisus, Taka, that would be Mashma, right? The Shaka Tari in Taisus. Taisus asked the Kash on Rashi, based on the Gemara later on, and Taisus therefore says that Tashmish is not part of this nether, right? So it would seem to be that according to Rashi, Tashmish was part of this nether. And if that's so, then we understand why Rashi is discussing the waiting. That means things didn't change as far as what the essence of the nether was. The chiluk just is that who made it? Right? The Moras Kasha was that according to Shmuel, that when he makes the nether, so There's a waiting period of, according to Shmuel, of 7 days. If he's answering Tashmish, that was the Moras Kasha. So why is Halacha over here that Yetzi Miyad, being that the nether is based on the Tashmish? So according to Rashi, Moras Teres is just merely saying that instead of him making the nether, she made the nether, and that's why Rashi is explaining the Gemara. So since she made the nether, so that's the answer. There's no purpose in waiting, because we don't foresee any she'ela happening. Right?
So again, according to Rashi, what's the nether that she's making now?
That she's answering herself. If she eats Paris, then she'll ask a Tashmish.
Only with this man.
If she'll eat.
Only with this husband.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise,
right. You don't gain anything. Right. Right. Shem speak that out. Right. Now, even though Be'etzem it's not necessary, right? You know, for her to accomplish Chatzin Neder, she doesn't need to be toilet it in Tashmish. But for the halacha of the Gemara, that's what we're talking about, right? We'll have to see Nechatz War. Maybe like Rabbi Yo was saying, that part of the scenario, you need that in order for him to be mefer, right? See the Hemshach Gemara if we get there.
The way you understand Tosfos Akasha is that if you understand the Neder the way Rashi understood it, then the Gemara should have asked the question here that it's going to ask later? The Tochel V'Taser and the wait a week?
One or the other, right? I mean, the issue was here. Either ask it here, or if it's not necessary to ask it over here, and we have the answer, so then there's nothing to ask later. We went through this already before.
And how would you answer for Rashi?
So okay, we didn't get to the Gemara yet. So we'll get, okay. You're doing good. You're asking good. Yeah. Asking right. That's what we need to know. Right, but I don't think at this point we could get the question. So let's see if we could get to the Gemara over there. So this is what we're pointing at, that it would look like that according to Rashi that the Neder is still a Neder which is totally in Tashmish, and therefore the Shaka Tai of the Gemara is that in fact Gemara Kashi, according to Shmuel, you're always waiting your 7 days. And for the Gemara, that's only when he makes the Neder. But when she made the Neder, then there's no reason to wait, and that's why it's Yoytzi Miyad.
Again, she made the Neder. I don't know, I'm having a hard time visualizing. But did she eat fruit yet, or didn't she eat fruit yet? In other words, she says that if I eat fruit any time in the future, then Tashmish is Aser from today, is that? Or if I eat fruit in the next 7 days, then Tashmish is I can't visualize.
But
how
did you understand it in the Sakadakim when he made the Nether? Let's start over there. Is this problem first surfacing now?
Okay, good.
Or maybe you could have thought that through in the Sakadakim when he's making the Nether.
So when he made the Nether, I understood it that he's basically making her make a decision if she wants Tashmish or to eat fruit, right? Or
right.
Eat this fruit.
Right.
Right? And,
but as far as when things kick in.
But then there's like an assumption that, she won't be able to not eat fruit, right? And so therefore, basically he's asking her to have, Tashmish.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's mashma, right? So another day, it's ki'ilu, he said, that I'm answering tashmish on the wife, and therefore, why should I kick in right away? It should kick in only after 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And when she's making it, so again, she's making it that if she eats,
could we talk the same facts that she can't last without a day from Paris, and she's saying that if I eat Paris today, right, then that should create an isatashmish.
But you're asking, does she actually eat the Paris or not?
So then why are we bringing, I guess what's bothering me, I don't know, is then why are we bringing the fruit? Just make a simple case that if she makes it nether that she's, you know, that they're not going to have Tashmish.
Your Tashmish is also on me.
Right. So, what did the fruit add to the picture here?
Um, I mean, all it added really was just giving us, I guess, an insight on how she reacts to fruit.
Well, if you're bringing fruit in, that means that now it's dependent on the fruit. So if she doesn't eat it, then there's still mutter.
She's not right. So, meaning you're asking a question, why didn't the, if the Gemara, according to Shmuel, according to Rashi,
right,
why didn't the Gemara just give a more simple case where she was madir tashmish, your hana is tashmish on me, and you don't have to wait a week. You don't even wait a week, you just go out right now. Rashi, so maybe what Menachem is saying is this is even a bigger chiddush. Even though she has an option not to eat it, nevertheless.
We're just learning about how much women like fruit. Right?
Also, how they can change their mind.
Rashi says you know that it's because she's the one who's demanding the divorce and the ksuba, and therefore we don't even have hope that she'll try to get a Pesach Nidra.
Right.
So we have to come on to that in the Maskana, the Gemara later, when it talks about that if he's Mekayim, the Nidra shows she feels that he hates her, and
okay, so this is Taisus really asked the question. Taisus, it sounds like in Taisus that this is the same svara as the Gemara later.
It's the same svara?
Right. This is what Taisus would be mashma.
I understand that.
Okay, we'll have to maybe compare it, but it's the most solution. It sounds like from Taisus that this is the same svara, and that's what Taisus kash is on Rashi. That if that's the pshat in the Gemara right now, so then why is the Gemara going through Shach Vitari later? We just discussed it here, and we didn't even discuss it. It was something which was understood, back upon him, right? So you're being muttered a point over there. That it doesn't sound like it would sound like maybe it's a little different for him, but it's okay. So mm-hmm. we'll have to get to. Right, okay, we'll have to see. Maybe if that difference will help us taka in answering Taisus's question. Okay, that one, it's a shame when you get to that to work it out. But placing it in the Chanami, that's what's happening over here. It's a svara which is really addressing the same issue. I think more later on is Akoponim, right? And same svara, different svara, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Now, let's just put this together over here. So, that will be mashma. I'm saying, according to Rashi, it will look like that the tashmish is still part of this nether. Why is that necessary? Right? Could have to do tackle with his ability to be mefer. Akoponim. And being that it is, so therefore the teretz of the Gemara is that even though the nether is the same makeup of the nether, but when she makes a nether, there's no reason to wait because we don't see any sheila happening over here. We don't see any sheila happening over here. So even Shmuel's mind, that Gemara's teretz. Now according to Taisvis, Taisus learns over here that there is no tashmish in the nether. It's a nether straight on Achilles Peris and Ibazah. So then there's nothing to wait. The issue is right here lefoneinu, and that's why that loch is that it's so that's the Gemara's teretz, right? Once she's making the nether, so then you know I don't need tashmish at all, right? If there's no tashmish, then the issue is just Achilles Peris. There's no time duration. Now let's takabi ma'oir this question, which Taisus asks later. Taisus asks later, the Gemara later, that I mean the Gemara's answer is that she made the nether. Now that she made the nether, so I mean, zicher according to let's say you know according to Rashi, maybe according to Taisus, have to see exactly what But the shaila is like this: if the teretz of the Gemara is that she made an eder, and if there's no hoping, right, that she'll be shoyel, but we could ask a question: the akoponim, but what about him being shoyel on his hakoma, right? Mm. What do you say about that, right? That lechorei, it's within his control. Right, to undo the nether, right? Zolzan, not in the way of Sheila, because he didn't make the nether, but he was Mekayim it. There is a concept of being Shoyl on his Hakoma, and if he does that, then, you know, he could be made.
Who brings down this question and the Ran gives it there?
So this is a Tesis, right? This is a Tesis on Omer Bey's asked this cash over here. Let's see that. We'll just see this over here. Tesis asks this in the context of the Gemara later on. You see this Tosfos over, this will be the third to last Tosfos on the Omud. It's the Tosfos which extends into the wide lines. Aval hocho de nodra ihi. You see that? Vim toima, right? Vim toima, that's the question code in Tosfos. Vim toima. Frek Tosfos akasha. V'yamten shem yimtze pesach lahakomosoi. Frek Tosfos. That granted that she made the nether, but that's not a reason.
Where is it?
You see, Tais the third to last Taisus on Ayin Alpha Mabez.
Yeah.
Okay. The Nishol Na Hekim. In fact, Taisus that Moris Mavuri that you could do such a thing. You could be Sheryl on the Hakoma. For Oimeri. The ain nishol al hahekim el biyoyim shomoy. Sha'omar lo kayim leichi. Avum avayim shomoy, sheni yochel lo hofer, machmav, shehech vishlo, eni yochel lishol. Yem lechel lishol oid. So Tosfos first says that she'ela on his hakoma, right, this is getting a little bit involved over here, is what to talk about. It's to Cheshbin Ois and Taisis's Teretz is, but Taisis's first Teretz is that She'elan and Zakoma is only within that first day.
Because after the first day he could be made for it anyway. And it says Biyom Shomo in the Pasuk.
That might be a different answer.
So.
Maybe, but.
So.
and therefore, if he gets a chacham to undo his kiyum, all he did is he puts it back in the position that it can be made for it originally, but he only has the yom shamo to be made for it.
So that's the Ron's answer.
So I don't know if that's that might right, be a different right. answer. I don't know if that's what Tais is saying. Tais sounds the same more. Tais is saying more. Tais is saying that the she'ela itself can't be done after the first day. Now, as you're saying that there's no purpose of the she'ela after the first day. Granted, you shayl, but you know it's any worse. It's no worse than if he would not have been making, right?
Because right? If you're quiet for the first day, then it becomes
right. But look in Tosfos. What does Tosfos sound like? Tosfos says the ain nisholim alahekim el biyim shamoi. Shomar lo kiyim leichi avum over yim shamoi she ain yochel lohofer machma shehechrish ain yochel lishaloid. Right. It would sound like in Tosfos that he's saying a little bit more, right? Tosfos sounds like he's saying that the ability to be shoyel doesn't exist anymore after the first day. Not that merely that there's no he's not going to gain anything from it. Right? That's what it sounds like in Tosfos. Now you
so,
see now
so,
look at
Tosfos. So the first day though, he doesn't have to divorce her miyad the altar.
Okay.
Wait a day. Should say one day.
What?
Say one day.
Yeah. Which is mashal that way in the Mishnah because Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yisrael Yom Echad and Kohen 2 days. So obviously, if you look like that Rabbi Yehuda is.
One day and 2 days or 1 month and 2 months?
No, I'm talking about this, the Paris, the second case of the
Mishnah. Oh, it says it also. They're also Kivash. Okay.
It says.
Alright, I hear. Okay, fine. I hear you.
So, if that's Rabbi Yehuda's response, then Lechora, that's how he understood, according to at least Abaya, that he's not arguing by Yisrael, he's only arguing by Kohen.
Alright, I hear. Cool.
Okay. Now, just if you just can hear on Tosfos, just benegeh to what we're talking about over here. You see, a Tosfos is not even so sure about what he said. Tosfos says, "Vafin tum seloima sheyochol lishol." Right? And Tosfos goes on and he talks in the context of the Gemara to answer the question. But it sounds like from Tosfos, and this is taka or nidin by itself. This is more on a dorim dikin nidin over here. Maybe we'll try to remember this when we get there. That it would seem like from Tosfos, without getting too much involved, just to open up the topic over here, that it would seem like from Tosfos that if he was able to be shoyel, then he could be mefer, right? The issue just is could he be shoyel, right? The Ran is saying that you're not going to gain anything by being shoyel because you're already past the time. That means that.
But if he agrees on the first day,
what?
If you would be shoyel on the first day, he agrees. You could then be mefer.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I think everyone would agree the first day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. The Nidin just would sound like that if he was Mekayimit, then sometime later he's Shoyel, right? And now the Kiyum goes off, that is today considered the Yom Shomer Legabe Hafara, and you can be made for it now.
Oh.
Right? Right? That's what it would sound like from Tosfos. And that's why Tosfos is always talking about whether he has...
He went to a Chacham a week later, and the Chacham found a Pesach, and undid his Hakama. There's a svar that he can be made for it then a week later.
That's
called Yom Shomer.
That'll have the cheshivas of the Yom Shomer. Okay.
Whoa,
that's a big chiddush. That's really more Nedarim, the Nedarim's forest.
The Ryan clearly doesn't learn that way.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, that's a psashtical deek in with Mashman Tosfos, like that. And yeah, okay. Okay. We'll get the gauge on things when we learn those sugyas. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Let's see. Just to see if we can just to make a landing over here. Let's see where we are. Okay. So we just learned Zokta Gemara. Now this plan only works only if he bears a responsibility. She made the nether, he was Mekayim. Only if he bears a responsibility for the nether, that's what we refer to as Hunoisin Etzba Ben Shineho. That he's the cause of this nether, and that's why the halacha is that as a result of this, she has a tfia of a gerushin with a ksuba. The Gemara makes the cheshbonis right from the Mishnah by Nazir, and the Gemara has to do a little adjustment in the different sheetahs because like it says in the Gemara, because all the Tanoim of our Mishnah are therefore working with this, right? And the Gemara makes that's just cheshbonis.
Oh. Do you learn some important klalim here? That it's very important to us to say that a Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. It's a little dachuk to say not like that. And the zugi, I mean, it just seems like they're working
right.
Some...
There are things like that, right? But there are things like that. I guess, you know, you have to have the right file to put that in. But those who are able to, hold these fine details and call the apsak. Those who have files on that, well, that we go into that. Okay, I think we have to hold over here. All right, this next chelik of the sugya is a little bit nidorim dik, so we get a little introduction to that. But the completion of those in yonim, mitzvashem, we'll see nidorim maybe in this parak itself. Maybe we'll get a little bit more on those after. Okay, and
the footnote here says that the Raj, but there's two ways that the husband can destroy the nether. He can be the two ways. He can be mekayim the nether, or he can be quiet the whole day of Yom Shamo. Two ways that he can make the nether happen to go into effect.
Yeah.
So the Rashba says that our Gemara is talking about a case that the husband was mekayim the neder beferish with his mouth. He said he's mekayim it. He says it's only shemaduba ba'ofen shekiyim lo beferish.
That's when you have hunais and etzav and shenem. That's the point. That's
it
because there's more of a svara to like blame the husband if he actively.
See, but
the host of Shemachmas came kinsa osav more b'lashem madir because he was mekayim and he did something.
Right.
But Rashi doesn't learn this way. Rashi and Nun Bez Rav says Shekayim Lav Davka, and Rashi says Hu Adin Im Shasak.
Now, if you medayik in the way we say of the Rashba, it would sound like only because he could taina that you know that it was unintentional, right? He was planning on being mefer, right? Maybe you're thinking of another svara of how proactive he was in it, even if it was intentional. But I think that the Dika Lashon the Rashba, he said, oh, let's hear that again.
The Rashba says,
See what he's saying, right?
Yeah, right.
So that will be an afkamin, right? Yeah. You know, if he knows, I didn't forget. I'm, you know, waiting things through over here. So that, according to that, that's
already planning.
Exactly. Right.
But also, there's a difference in the feeling of the wife, how much he hates her. If he's mekayimin, then he really hates her. If he's just as quiet, he lets it go into effect by default. It doesn't show the sinner. It's not in her face.
Okay, that's possible.